BFBS, the Forces Station.
Thank you very much for coming off on BFBS, the Forces Station. It is a pleasure talking to you. But for those who haven't come across this story before, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old black Chicago youth who in 1955 went to the Mississippi Delta to visit relatives. Within a week's time, Emmett is abducted from his great uncle's home, tortured and lynched for one of the oldest taboos of the South, addressing a white woman in public. Two men were soon arrested but later acquitted in a court of law by an all-white, all-male jury. 4 months after this dreadful crime, Roy Bryan and J.W. Malum would confess to the murder of Emmett Lewis Till to a reporter by the name of William Bradford Huey, who would then publish their story in Look magazine. And of course, this film, this case had shockwaves, I should say, around the globe. And many felt it would cause a change that we're still currently fighting for. So although Emmett suffered an horrific death, he did not die in vain. The murder of Emmett Lewis Till actually sparked the American Civil Rights Movement.
This is a true story. It's a horrific true story. But what made you want to get involved and tell this in this new film?
Well, the story of Emmett Till has been a part of my life since I was 10 years old. I grew up in the deep south of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when I first discovered the photograph of Emmett Till while going through old magazines in my parents' study. And so the story of Emmett Till became a cautionary tale about the racism that still exists in the United States and around the world. And so it was often taught to me to keep me aware of my surroundings as I grew older. In fact, 2 weeks before my high school graduation, I would have to say I had my real run-in with racism. And that was when I had been assaulted by an undercover police officer for dancing with a white classmate in mine. And that's what spurred me into wanting to fight injustice in the United States. And I felt the only way that could be possible if I became part of that system. So I began to study criminal justice at Southern University of Baton Rouge in hopes of becoming a civil rights attorney. But towards my junior year of college, I was introduced to filmmaking by childhood friends. And it was at a company meeting I was asked if there was a story that I would want to tell, what would that be? And the story of Emmett Till, of course, came to mind. And it was at that point when I decided that if I moved forward with this story, if I tried to, you know, if I wanted to truly tell this story, I had to reach out to the people who lived it. And the first person I decided to reach out to was, of course, the late Mrs. Mamie Till Mobley, who became my mentor and friend for 8.5 years. And so this effort to produce Till has been a 29-year effort for myself. I was not only fighting to tell the story of Till on the big screen, but I was also fighting to get justice for Emmett as well. I'm not sure if you recall, I produced a documentary that was in theaters in 2005, The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till, and it was that documentary that led to the reopening of the Emmett Till case nearly 50 years later in 2004. And so this film, Till, is an extension of this ongoing work to educate the public about the death of Emmett Till and his significance to the American Civil Rights Movement, and also make us aware of the ongoing fight for civil and human rights in the United States and, of course, around the globe.
This case has clearly struck a chord with you. And as you mentioned there, you made a documentary a few years back, but it just shows what impact your work has to have had this case reopened.
Yes, filmmaking is a powerful medium. It's my activism tool, I call it. I don't believe we should have to rely on just simply leadership to talk about and address atrocities. Nothing hits you more than a visual. It was the visual of Emmett Till that I saw at the age of 10 that piqued my interest, that motivated me to join in on this ongoing fight. And I felt that if I could translate that experience to the big screen, then we could probably have the same type of impact, which is what Mother Mobley wanted. She actually fought for 47 years after her son's death to not only seek justice for him, but she wanted this story told on the big screen. And so at this point, I can honestly tell you, this is a promise fulfilled.
So what are you hoping the audience are going to take away from the film after they've seen it?
Well, I want people to understand that this is not just a movie, it's a movement. It's a movement to reconcile the wrongs of our past, but also be aware of the things that we must address today. Unfortunately, there's no other story that speaks to this generation, political and racial climate than the story of Emmett Till, because what we saw that took place in 1955 is continuing to happen today. So I want people to walk away inspired and motivated into getting involved in the ongoing good fight for civil and human rights, not only in the United States, but across the globe.
And you mentioned that it took 29 years of research for you to put this film together and the documentary as well. What have you learned from it?
Well, learned, you know, it's unfortunate that we are continuing to experience the same social ills of our past. And I'm a firm believer, if we forget our past, history will repeat itself, and unfortunately, that's what's happening. I also learned a lot about my mentor and friend. You know, I knew the more posh woman, the elder Mamie Till Mobley. I didn't know Mamie Till Bradley in the film, so that was a process for me to get in the head of a 33-year-old woman, and from the point of her son's death and to the trial of 1955, we're talking about a one month span. And, you know, it's interesting to even think about it in that way, because you can't even get a parking ticket fixed, you know, within a 1 month span at times. And here is a woman who is thrown into this world, becoming an unintentional activist on the fight for justice for her son. She had that mother's love that carried her through. And so, learning about this story taught me so much about how ugly humanity can get.
Well, Keith, thank you very much for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station, and talking about your new film, Till.
Thank you.
BFBS, the Forces Station.